Morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord, for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to see the saints here. Good to hear the ones online. Good to see Sister Kiva in the house of God.
Amen.
Truly, God is good. Keep praying, saints. Amen. God is good. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer to begin our service. Sister Him, good to see Brother Mann here. And have Sister Holmes online, not able to get out, but we thank God she called on yesterday to make sure that we dialed her in. So we thank God for that. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly look to Thee once again. We want to say thank You. Thank You for Your manifold blessings. Thank You for this beautiful day. Thank You, Lord God, for all that You have done for us and all that Thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We just want to thank You and praise You from the depths of our heart, dear Heavenly Father. When we came upstairs and we saw Sister Kiva, Lord God, we just say thank you. Thank You for this beautiful soul and ask in the name of Jesus that Thou will give her the desires of our heart, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to get grounded, rooted, and settled in Your word, dear Heavenly Father. We love her, dear Lord, and we just thank You, Lord God, that You have blessed her, dear Lord, to be out this morning.
Thank you
for each and every one of the saints of God who are here this morning. Thank You for Brother Mann, dear Father, and all that You've done for him. And how You have blessed this dear brother, how You keep him throughout the week, dear Heavenly Father. You watch over him, Lord God. And we thank You for his family that cares for him, Lord God, and ask that You would continue to be their guide and their direction and the strength they so desperately stand in need of. We know Brother Mann's desire is to see his family saved. So, Lord God, we pray for them and ask that You would bless. Thanking You, Lord God, for Sister Carol being here, Lord God, and all that You've done for her, dear Father. We ask Your continued blessings be with her. We heard, Lord God, that they still haven't found her nephew, Lord God. But, Lord, we just ask in our grandson, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that Thou will continue to intervene on that situation, dear Father. We thank You, Lord God, for all that You've done for Sister Carol and how You have been so good to her, dear Lord, and ask that Your continued hands of love and mercy and blessing be bestowed upon her. Thank You for Sister Regina, Lord God, and Lord, thank You, Lord God, for how You have brought her a mighty long way, Lord God, and how, Lord God, we can see even in her face, Lord God, the renewed joy, the renewed strength, Lord God, even the brightness, Lord God, and her, even her skin tone, Lord God, is even coming back in. We thank You for that, Lord God, and ask that You would continue, Lord God, to bless our dear sister, Lord God. We know she went through a battle, Lord God, for several months, dear Heavenly Father, and but, Father, You brought her through, and through it all, dear Father, I know she learned to trust in You. I know she learned to trust in Thee, Father, and she's still leaning on Your arms, dear Father, this morning, and ask that You would bless her. Lord, grant her the desires of her heart, her desires to see her children and her daughter and her grandchildren, Lord God, and great-grand saved, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember her request, Lord, often she makes for Brother Darnell Lauderdale, dear Father. Remember him, Lord God, in a special way, and likewise, all of her community in which she lives in, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for them in a special way, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for Sister Smith and all that You've done for her and her praise and glory to You, Lord God, on behalf of her sister, Lord God, as You brought Fifi through her surgery, Lord God. Ask that You would continue to look in upon her, dear Father, and be with her, Lord God. Thank You for Sister Smith. Thank You for her faithfulness, Lord God, and ask that You would continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God, and the strength she stands in need of. Father, likewise, we ask that You remember Sister Lily. We don't see her as of yet, but we thank You for this dear sister and ask that You would bless. We know on last Lord's Day she shared with us she had a fall, dear Father, but we thank You, Lord God, it was no worse than what it was, dear Father, and thank You she was able to get up, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, we ask that You would watch over, protect her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Thank You, dear Father, for this her sweet and quiet and humble spirit, Lord God. We ask, oh Lord, that You would bless her, dear Father, in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Give her likewise the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord, to press on, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank You this morning for everyone, Lord God. Thank You for our police officer, Officer Todd, Lord God, and ask continued blessings upon him, Lord God, and his family, dear Lord. Remembering, Lord God, likewise, all those, Lord God, that he works with, dear Father, police officers and sheriffs and highway patrolmen, Lord God, and township police, wherever, whatever they might be, Lord God. We realize we're living in some perilous times, Lord God, and many of our police officers are targeted, dear Father, for various reasons, dear Lord, but we pray your protection, Lord God, to be around them, dear Father. Ask that you would be with them in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to look in upon them, dear Father. Remember his small children, Lord God, in a special way, and his companion, dear Lord. We thank you for him. Thank you, Lord God, for how you brought him here to this family of God, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look in upon this dear soul, dear Heavenly Father, body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Lord. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, that you remember, Lord God, those in the immediate room. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melita. Thank you, Lord God. We understand Brother Pierre is working, Lord God. Ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for Sister Melita, and ask that you would continue to be with her as she's, Lord, bringing in those, dear Father, who listen in, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would remember all, dear Father, who have called in to hear the word of God. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for Brother Monty and his family, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, Sister Standy, dear Heavenly Father, remember her. Sister Carolyn, and remember her in a special way in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Not forgetting Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God. We ask that you would remember them likewise, dear Father. We pray this morning, dear Father, that you would remember, Lord, Sister Sanders and her family, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning, dear Father. Brother Bill, Lord God, we know, Lord God, he's ailing in his body. He might not be on, dear Lord, but we still are lifting him up to you, Lord God. We want, Lord God, you to know, dear Father, we love him, dear Father, and looking, dear Heavenly Father, for him, dear Heavenly Father, to know, dear Father, that the saints of God are still holding him up in prayer. We ask a special prayer for Sister Ruth, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you speak to her heart, dear Father. Help her, Lord God, to be encouraged, Lord God, to run on this race, dear Father. Help her to know, Lord God, her battle is not with the saints of God, but Lord God, that it's a warfare, Lord God, that we are all in. It's a spiritual warfare, dear Father. And so, Lord, help us to get the truth, dear Father, of your word so we can stand in these evil days. Lord. Father, we ask likewise, dear Heavenly Father, to remember all that have called in, dear Father, even those on the internet. We pray, Lord God, for souls everywhere, dear Father. We pray for our world leaders, our president, our governors, our mayors, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for our judges, dear Father, our Congress, Lord God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus to speak to the hearts of mankind, dear Father. We realize, dear Father, that the perilousness of our times, dear Father, are coming because many of them have forgotten you, dear Father. We know your word has spoken to it, Lord God. Your word has said, a nation that forgets God shall perish. And Lord God, America has forgotten you in many ways, dear Father. But Lord God, you told us in your word I exhort you, therefore, that prayer and supplication and intercession be made for all mankind. So we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Father in heaven, we ask likewise this day that you remember Sister India. We don't see her as of yet. She said she'd be here, Lord God, so we're looking forward to being in the house of the Lord this morning. Ask that you would continue to look down upon this new convert, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that help her, Lord, know that her struggles, Lord God, have got to be turned over to you, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know to keep on running this race, to run this race that you have set before, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Yes. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Holmes, Lord God. She's not able to be out this morning, but we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for the care that you have sent to her, Lord, through her children, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Father. Build her up where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weak, and giving her the victory over the enemy of her soul, Lord God. Her body may be ill, and I know in the word of God, as Paul says, that, you know, concerning our bodies, dear Heavenly Father, though this outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. And Father, we can see that in Sister Holmes, Lord God, when we're on the phone, dear Father, when we're there in service, Lord God, she's strong in the word of God, strong, dear Heavenly Father, in the knowledge of thee. And we thank you for that. We ask that you would continue to bless and be her guide, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, this morning for Sister Blake, Lord God. We thank you for all that you have been to her, how you have brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the surgery, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the eyesight, dear this Father, thank this morning. Father, we ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister, Lord God, and ask that you would be with her, Lord God, as she adjusts, dear Heavenly Father, to her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we notice that she has a bigger Bible or a bigger print, dear Heavenly Father, but we thank you, Lord God, that she's able to see even that, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her. Thank you, Lord God, for all the various hats and things that she wears, Lord God, as we come to the end of another year, dear Father, many end of the year things that she's going to have to, you know, take care of, dear Father. And so we're asking you give guidance and direction, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Millicent and be with her as she leads the devotional service. Thank you for how you brought her through this week. And ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Father. Be with her in her home, dear Father. Be with her in everything that she stands in need of. Just want to give you thanks and praise for her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue. Look down upon her with favor. Now, Father, if we've forgotten any of our brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, to call out their name this morning, we ask that you would remember all the saints of God. Remember those that are downstairs, Sister Laurentine, Brother Maurice, Lord God, we don't want to forget them. Remember Brother Jackson, Brother Levester, and Brother Reggie, and Brother Robert, Lord God, as they, you know, man the doors, dear Father. Remembering Brother Byrene, we thank you for him, Lord God, our superintendent of schools, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed us, dear brother, and ask that you would be with each and every one of us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we all desire, dear Heavenly Father, to get stronger in you, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of thee. Oh, so that we'll know that our labor is not in vain. Father, you've been good to us. You've been so good to us, and we thank you for your goodness. Can't thank you enough for your mercy and your grace that has brought us through. Remember all those who may be still traveling in. Please grant traveling mercies over the highway. Likewise, remember those who are contemplating about coming. Help them, Lord, to get up and hasten them along safely, that they will be here in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've brought in this morning, and ask that you would bless each and every one of us individually and collectively as the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Look in your bulletin. You should have a song in there. Sanctuary.
Sanctuary in your bulletin. Lord, we want the Lord to prepare us to be a sanctuary for Him. For Him.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. You're as holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary.
Praise God. Amen. Yes. We have to be a living sanctuary. Praise our God. We have to be a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen. Even Pastor Jenkins was quoting in our Sunday school class, we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is our reasonable service. Amen. And we're not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Jesus who can renew our mind and our heart.
Amen.
Praise God and make us brand new.
Amen.
Everybody's happy to get something brand new. Even as a child, we were happy to get something brand new.
Amen.
And we rejoiced thinking it might be a toy, might be some clothes, might be a pair of shoes.
whatever it was. Might be a new piece of candy.
Yes.
But we rejoiced in getting something that was brand new. How much more
praise
to have
God.
A brand new heart and a brand new mind and a brand new spirit inside. Thank God.
Praise our God.
Amen. Amen. To be new and to be brand new and just right to be a living sanctuary
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
So glad to be here today, to see everyone today. And
Amen.
And just, I thank God for his
Amen.
Goodness. Amen. Give him glory. As Sister Jacob said, we came upstairs and came over there and I saw Sister Kiba. I had my mask on. I saw Sister Kiba and my eyes did this. I thank God. I'm just so glad to see you, Sister Kiba. Amen. Amen. If your heart can leap with joy, amen. Mine was leaping. Thank God for you. Thank God for answering our prayers on your behalf. Amen. God is able. Amen. Amen. Just keep praying and toiling on. Praise God. Just again, just glad to be here already
Amen.
For what the Lord has done. Amen. So we give him glory and praise, giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning, thanking God for her. Amen. For her diligence and her love for each and every one of us. And we surely do love her.
Amen.
Amen. So glad again to be here this morning and to look into God's word.
Amen.
Our responsive, amen. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Webb.
Yes, amen.
God bless you. Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Reading verses 10 through 24. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24. Amen. So glad for the word of God. Are we there? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things.
Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts.
Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Together, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Praise God. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for his word. Thank God for being able to read his word.
Amen.
So glad that when we read his word, we know we're reading the truth. We don't have to doubt in any way. And because we know that it is the truth, we have our instructions. We have, so to speak, in the military, I believe they say you have your marching orders. That means you, as you go on, this is what you are to do. And so we thank God for giving us his eternal word, which is our marching orders in this life.
Amen.
As we walk the path that he has placed before us, as we walk, as Pastor preached a few Sundays ago about the highway of holiness, as we walk that highway of holiness. So we thank God for his word. We know that his word also says that we have the privilege of prayer.
Amen.
Even the verse, the scripture that we read says by prayer and supplication, we can make our requests known unto God.
Amen.
And so we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, either by word of mouth or by uplifted hand. Sister Webb. Amen. Amen. Lord, bless you. Bless your family. Sister Webb made requests for her family, for her daughter, and for her brother.
Amen.
So remember them. Remember them much in prayer and body. Amen. Body and soul. Amen. Praise God. Sister Regina.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Yesterday. Remember that.
Amen. Sister Regina has an eye doctor's appointment, retina doctor's appointment on the 7th, so we remember her in prayer, and also the family of one who lived in her complex who died. So remember that family and their bereavement, much in prayer. Brother Mann. Amen. Brother Mann says remember his family and remember him in a special way. Sister Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol's request is remember her family, her nephew, that they have been trying to contact because his mother has passed. They have not yet been able to locate him. So remember their family much in prayer and remember them in their bereavement. And also remember the DeRose family, that's Nancy and John, yes. Remember them much in prayer. They are both in nursing home, the same nursing home together. So remember them in prayer.
Mr. Blake, we want to thank the saints for your prayers for my cousin, Silmarie. She is home now, long road ahead. So remember her much in prayer. Remember her husband, likewise. And continue to remember my aunt, Silmarie.
Aunt Sylvia.
Yes.
Amen.
And also remember, he's on the prayer list, a little boy named Kingston. Kingston's 1 year old. I told you he had to break his thumb. Well, he had two thumbs born with him. Well, they took the one off, and now they're still having problems. So he has to go back again for surgery.
Yes.
But he's one. So remember him much in prayer. Remember his grandmother, too.
Amen. Amen. That little baby boy. Yes. Sister Smith. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Smith's sister, Fifi, who had colon cancer surgery and had to have two surgeries. And she, by the grace of God, she's being released, hope we pray, today. And so remember her in prayer. Sister Smith says, remember her in prayer, both soul and body.
Amen. I just want to say I thank the Lord for his many blessings. Continue to remember me, all my endeavors in the Lord. That I continue to be what he'd have me to be.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Millicent asked, remember her in prayer, that she will be everything that God has for her to be. Amen.
Likewise,
Brother Byron.
Likewise, that's a good prayer request always. Because the Lord has had me to be.
Yes.
So, never be in that way. As I walk with the Lord, study his word, and even teach, his word. Truly desire your prayer.
Amen, amen. Brother Byron's request is in like manner, Sister Millicent, that he would be everything that the Lord would have him to be, and the Lord would bless and direct him in everything as he studies, as he teaches. The Lord would direct him even in with his family and just in every way possible in his whole life, all phases of his life. And that's my request also.
Amen.
Amen. Other requests.
Thank God for our children being here today.
Amen. Thank God for them. I thank God for healing on my eyes, and it's coming right along. It's still got floaters. It looks like black yarn floating around in there, but I can see better. That's just part of the healing process. I see that's part of the medicine. Until it goes away, but the cataracts are gone, and I can see faces clearly without my glasses that I could not. I would stand here, and all your faces were a blur because I couldn't see distance at all. So I thank God for that, and just continue to pray for me after maybe about 4 weeks or so from the last surgery, which was then. This one was last Wednesday. Maybe I can be fitted for reading glasses. But I thank God for what he has already done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Grandmother, her father, and her mother, how that they walked before all those kids. And Barry, because she was a member of your I'm talking about a member of the Salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so by that, she could see, and God given her second chance for a shorter end of life.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Lepester, remember the weak. Brother Lepester said, remember the weak. Fall family much in prayer. And God truly has touched Terry. She's not no longer in the ICU. And you got the prayers of the saints have reached the throne of God on her behalf. And so she's. But remember her, especially in her soul, her children, BJ, Aubrey, you know, all of them. Remember the Wigfall family in its entirety, much in prayer. Because we know she lost her brother, Frank Jr., earlier this year. And so as Brother Lepester said, to cause her to think about the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. Amen.
Almighty, for letting me have the opportunity to hear the service. And I appreciate Sister for letting me on her phone to let me hear the service.
Amen.
I've asked that the saints continue to keep me in prayer. This is Sister Holmes.
Amen.
And thank you for my family.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for them helping me.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. And we're praying for you and your family, Sister Holmes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Blake, I also ask, do you remember the drummer family on Tuesday there too? They reigned into rest. So the gentleman that Sister Lindsay knew.
Amen.
So he's going to be laid to rest on Tuesday.
Amen.
Do you remember them?
What, Drummer Drummond?
Drummer.
Drummer. Mm-hmm. Amen. You remember the drummer family? Amen. That was a request that a few weeks ago was brought about the one that was a friend of Sister Lawrence Seen, whose car blew up at the service station out there on West Broad Street. And he's being laid to rest Tuesday of this week. Yeah, so remember that, the drummer family, much in prayer.
Eulogize on Tuesday, and he will be laid to rest later.
All right. So the service is Tuesday, and then he'll be, all right. Amen.
Sister, let's remember Sister Fluellen. I know some of the saints have gone to Sears, but let's remember her still much in prayer.
Amen, amen. Remembering Sister Fluellen much in prayer. And Sister Kiba.
We're happy to see you. All right. Tears of joy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen, amen. I'm glad you used the word keep. Because you have been.
Yes.
You have been in our prayers, and we will continue to keep you in prayer. Amen. Amen. We love you. All general requests. Amen. We are all very much in need of the Lord's hand in our life. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Webb if you would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
And after the song, if you would come forward to the microphone. And anyone who has a need, anyone who has a burden, you can come and stand. You can come and kneel before the Lord. God's ear will hear. And he can answer our prayers.
Shall we turn to page 445 and the evening light? The evening light, 445. Evening light. I see some have the worship of the Lord. The evening light. Four, four, five. Amen. Hurry and tell him. The Lord is always there to hear what we need. Yes, we know he already knows because he knows in advance. But yet he wants us to come to him to ask. Just like your parent. Your parent knows some things you need, but they expect you sometimes to come and ask them instead of them always just giving. You need to ask. So We go to our Heavenly Father and ask him, thank him for all that he's done for us. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, then the chorus.
Ask and it shall be given you, brother. He is the Lord who cares for all. Come with your heart all broken and bleeding. Come, he will hear and answer your call. Hurry and tell him, why do you tarry? Open your heart while Jesus is near. Bring him the burden you cannot carry. Tell him with courage, nothing to fear. Hurry and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting to and tell him, peace you will find. Hurry and tell what tongue cannot utter, groaning and sighing, loaded with air, rooted and weak with doubting you falter. Tell him he waits your burdens to bear. Hurry and tell him every affliction. Tell him each pain and sorrow of here is the word, all power is given. Though I am with you, never to part. Hurry and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, bless and deliver. Hurry and tell him, peace you will find. Hurry and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, yes, bless and deliver. Hurry and tell him,
let us pray now. Thank you, so kind and gracious Heavenly Father. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. Thank you for strengthening us, having us come together, having our heart, soul, mind, and body taken care of.
Praise
Thank you for feeding us today with your good word. I want to thank you for having us come together today at Wayne Avenue Church of God. Each and every one of us need your help. We need your care, and we need your loving kindness to help strengthen and quicken us. So I want to ask today, Heavenly Father, to continue to pour out your spirit upon us and always continue to, we're going to be grateful and all the things that you have done for us. We know that you're loving and kind. We just want you to continue to watch over us and strengthen us. We want to ask that everyone in here needs be met, Father God, even though I'm not good with everyone's name and some of the families here at Wayne Avenue Church of God, but they know and you know what they need. You know that we need our needs met, but we know, Father God, we have to come to you. So we're going to come to you today, every day, with prayer and supplication, with praise and thanksgiving, remembering what we stand for and remember what you stand for. So as we continue to meet together, whether it be Sunday or for studies or every day, we ask, and I'm asking that you pour out and watch over us every day. We know that everyone in here has families, and we're sick and we have afflictions, but we know it's nothing that you can't do. It's nothing that you won't do. So as we continue to go on our daily day and we have the messages sent to us through our studies and through our reading, we want you to continue to strengthen us, Father God, no matter what, no matter where we are. So as we continue to come together with your love and your grace and your peace, we want to continue to remember all those pastors, the assistants here, all the congregation and all the members, you know, continue to look over and watch over them. And as each and every one of us continue to go about our way, we want everyone to remember, you know, the God Almighty, not only is he high and above, but he will help us. And remember those who cannot pray, you know, who haven't been able to pray for themselves through sickness and illness. Father God, let us be a guidance to them. Let us help watch over them. Let us be caretakers over them also, and continue to remember everyone, those in prayer who can't do it for themselves. Also, Father God, we ask that you remember to look and guide over all those who are working or shepherding elsewhere or different cities and states, families, members, and just friends, where we have, remember to look over them and take their heart, soul, mind, and body, and spirit, you know, and continue to direct and guide them. So as we have this service today, I want to ask you, Father God, to remember the pastor and continue to strengthen her so she can get the word out to all of us for strengthening and for reassurance that we know that you are our true God and we know that you can lead and guide us no matter what we do. So as we continue to go about our way, we're going to remember to go about it in our reigning King Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good to see you, Sister India.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. No, Sister Webb said at the end of her prayer, in our reigning King, Christ Jesus' name. I like that.
Amen.
He's reigning in my heart today. Amen. Well, we give him full control and he's reigning. Praise
God.
Sweetly reigning. Amen. Amen. Our reigning King.
Yeah.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen. Again, as Sister Jenkins, it's so good. It's so good to see Sister India and to see Infinity, and she's grown. She's taller. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. I'm before you to lift a morning offering.
Yes, brother.
I'm sorry. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for those who are at the altar, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, for those who came to labor with them at the altar, dear God. We pray, dear Father, Lord, that, Lord, there, as even as Sister Webb prayed, dear God, that their needs were met, dear God. For we know, dear God, that we can come, Lord, on bended knee, Lord, before your throne, knowing, dear Father, that you're able, dear God, to meet us, dear God, at our needs, dear Father, and you're able, Lord, to bring us, Lord, to where we need to be, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, again, those souls that were at the altar, dear God, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless, dear God, and have your way, and we pray, dear God, that they got the victory, dear God, Lord, for their coming. So we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And I apologize. I did not see them at the altar. Yeah. This being the first Sunday of the month, the special offering for today is for benevolence. And that offering may be placed in the center plate. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. Amen. And we're also going to remember Sister Maria Felton and Tatum and Liam. We don't see them yet. And brother DeAndre, would he be here? He's at work.
Oh, I mean,
yes, and brother Tony as well. And Sister Lillian, we don't see them, so we're going to lift them up in prayer as well.
Amen.
I think I hear them. I think I hear them. Amen. Dear God, we thank you, dear Father, for even the thought of our prayers, dear God. We thank you, dear God, and that we hear the children, dear God, coming in, dear Father. And Lord, we see Brother Tony, dear God, there. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, you know, dear God, even before we have spoken, Lord, you have answered. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless and have your way, and we give you glory and thanks and praise, dear God, for blessing and bringing them safely, dear God, over the highway. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, even, Lord, the offerings, dear Father, and tithes that we bring into your storehouse. We pray, dear God, that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. We pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, dear Father, for, Lord, you know, dear God, what is needful. And we know, dear God, that we can never outgive you. And so, Lord, no matter what we bring in, dear God, as tithes and offerings, Lord, you can give us even more. And, Lord, you have promised even to do that, dear God. Lord, that you promised that you would open the windows of heaven, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, as we give, we'll bring our tithes and offerings in love and in faith. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, Lord, and use them to your, according to your will, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give, Lord, those of us, Lord, who are stewards, dear Father, over it, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, to do, Lord, that you would have us to do with it, dear God. For, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fullness of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God.
Lift up your head.
Don't you be afraid.
Say to the power of the Lord, come down. Say, oh, glory, glory to his name. Sing it loud and sing it loud. Sing it up, hallelujah, praise his Lord. Oh, glory to his name. Now let us sing. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Now let us sing. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Lift up your head. Don't you be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Now let us sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. My great redeemer, praise the glory of our God and King. May honor call thy name. Now let us sing. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Now let us sing. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Lift up your head.
Lift up your head.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Now let us sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Now let us
sing to the power of the Lord, come down.
Now let us sing. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Lift up your head.
Lift up your head.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down. Lift up your head.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Now let us sing.
Sing to the
one more time.
Lord, come down.
Now. Let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Lord, come down.
Now let us sing.
Sing to the power of the Lord, come down.
Lift up your head.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Now let us sing. Sing to the power of the Lord, come down.
Praise, praise God.
Amen.
Thank the
Praise
Lord.
Praise our God.
Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Our great Redeemer's praise.
Praise.
Thank God. God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise God. But you know, you have to have some power to start with. There's got to be some salvation in you.
Amen.
In order for the Lord to even hear and receive your praise.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God. Thank God for all that he has done.
Amen.
Thank God for his saving grace.
Amen.
Thank God for his keeping grace. That's
Amen.
The power. That's the power to be able to live holy and righteous in this life.
Amen.
Soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Amen.
This old ruined, sinful world. And yet God gives us the power to live soberly, righteously, and godly right here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's the power.
Amen.
So we've got to have that power even before we start singing. Amen. Thank God.
Praise
Thank God.
God
for each one that's here today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to pray for the Lord to just continue to have his way. He's already working because we've got some who came through the door and just made us so happy. So happy. So happy. So happy to see them. And so we just thank God for that. So happy because we were looking at the clock and just starting to pray. But we heard Liam. And hearing him, that was the answer to our prayer even before we had a chance to speak. And so we thank God. Thank God. Liam, let us know that you were here. So glad for Sister India and Infinity. Oh, my. So glad for Sister Kiba. Praise God. That does, we've been praying, have we not? We've been praying on Sunday. We've been praying. We come in the meeting here and praying on Tuesday. God is moving. Amen. Amen. When God gave it to Pastor Jenkins for us to come on meet on Tuesdays and to pray for those that we haven't seen and to pray for those who are yet unsaved, to pray for family members, to pray. And she said, God is going to move. We're going to see the results. We are already seeing the results. And so we thank God for manifesting himself and his power within our midst. And so we thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. And so we're going to pray now for God to send the power down on our pastor, even as she brings his word to us. Amen. Knowing that it's going to take the power for her to be able to deliver the message. And it's going to take power for us to receive the message, to take it in, not just let it bounce off of us, but to take it in and to obey it.
Amen.
And so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer in just that way. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, because our hearts are already glad, dear Father, Lord, for what you have already done, dear Father. And Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to manifest your power, dear God, in the preaching of your eternal word. Lord, we ask your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that she loves you, dear Father. We know she loves your word. And Lord, we know, dear God, that she loves us, dear God. Lord, so we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God, strengthen her, dear Father, to speak the words of life to us, dear God. Lord, help her, Lord, to speak, dear God, that we might be instructed, Lord, how to live for you, dear God, in this present day, in this life, dear Father. For, Lord, we don't want to be lacking in anything, Lord, that you require of us, dear God. We want to be your children indeed, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint us, dear God, to receive your eternal word. And, Lord, if there are those who are listening on the phone, dear God, or listening online, dear Father, who are unsaved, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would help them, dear God, to get an understanding, dear Father. Lord, to understand, Lord, that you have a calling on their life too, Lord, and that your spirit is speaking to their hearts, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would surrender it all to thee, dear God. Help them, Lord, to know, dear God, that, Lord, that you will never lead them astray, dear God, but the enemy of their soul has already led them astray. Father, we pray, dear God, that they would lay hold on your word, dear God, that they might be saved, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, that we might be strengthened in your word. Have your way, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister India, dear God, and we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, in her job, dear Father, Lord, that Lord, it may be arranged, dear Father, that she wouldn't have to work, dear God, on Sunday mornings, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, we're already praising your name, dear God, for how you're working, dear God, things out, dear Father, that she may be among the saints and, Lord, and have her job, dear God. Lord, we just give you glory this morning, dear Father, and thank you, Lord, for what you have already done, dear God. Lord, what we know, Lord, you're going to work out in Sister Kiba, dear Father. Lord, we thank you. We're giving you all. We're thanking you in advance, dear God, because we're praying in faith, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for working out, dear God, those who are in need of physical healing, dear God, and Lord, how you're touching my eyes, dear God, touching my body, dear Father, and know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to continue to bless, and Lord, how you're touching Sister Holmes, dear Father, touching her in body, Lord, and giving her the strength that she stands in need of, and Lord, touch Brother Man, dear God, and give him the strength, Lord, and the breath that he breathes, dear Father. Lord, pray, Lord, your strength upon him. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you have already done, dear God, for us, and Lord, what we know you're about to do through your eternal word. Now have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. And, Lord, we will truly give your name glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God,
praise
Sister Blake,
God,
my husband, to this congregation. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for the ministry and thank God for the beautiful prayers, Sister Webb, he blessed you with this morning. And thank God for the lookout, as it's been said, and see the dear ones that we've been missing. But we thank God you're here today. Amen?
Amen.
And thank God that we're here. Truly, God has been good. I'm asking all if you have your Bibles, especially
my young ones, you have your Bibles and a writing instrument. As we get going on the Word of God to write down the scriptures, we thank God for His Word.
Amen.
It's precious to us, saints of God. Think back in the Old Testament, it was, you know, things were precious to them. This Word of God is precious to us today because there's none other that can stand up to the Word of God. But God has left on record for us. We thank God for the privilege to be able to read His Word, to study His Word, to apply His Word to our lives. Because without the Word of God, where would we be today? Without Jesus in our life, where would we be? And we know He is the Word. Amen. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 10 through 24. We would like to go back there to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. As we said, we trust you have your Bibles and something to write with. We would like to go back to verse 11 of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Lord bless.
Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, the armor of God. On last Lord's Day, we left off with the breastplate of righteousness and the need for all of us to take time to be holy. As we continue to study the whole armor of God, we can see the need to be reminded why these pieces are necessary in our Christian walk. We are told that the saints of God are engaged in a great spiritual battle, and it's against a relentless enemy, the devil. Our enemy uses tricks. He uses wiles and schemes and deception. The devil uses these to undermine the faith of the saints of God and to attack the glory of Almighty God. You see, this spiritual warfare that you and I are engaged in cannot be fought in our own strength, but it must be fought in the strength of the Lord. We have a clever and scheming adversary. And we must be, as Jesus said to us in Matthew, the 10th chapter, in the 6th verse, he said, behold, I send you, and this is our Lord and Savior speaking here. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. We know this was what he was saying to his disciples back then, and he's saying it to you and I today, that I'm sending you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. And are we living in a time in the midst of wolves? But he said, be ye therefore wise. Saints of God, in order for us to be wise, we got to have on the armor of God. In order for us to be wise, we've got to know the Word of God. We don't want to get out into this old world and begin to talk to souls about Jesus Christ and not know the Word of God ourselves. We don't want to get out there and allow the enemy of our soul to try to wrestle with the scripture as the enemy is doing today, and we not know the Word of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You see, having on all the whole armor of God, it will enable us to stand in this evil day in which you and I are in. Our battle, saints of God, is not against other human beings, regardless of how much grief that they may cause you and I in this life. They are but pawns in the hands of the wicked one. It is the devil and his host of demons that are fighting up against you and I. And yes, they are well organized, saints. So it is important that you and I are fully prepared to resist the devil. As we read in Revelation 12, last Lord's Day, verse 12, it says, because he, meaning the devil, he knoweth that he has but a short time. You see all the things that are going on right now in our lives that we're hearing on a daily basis.
is because the devil knows that Jesus Christ is coming back soon. The devil knows that his time is almost up. And he's doing everything he can. He's pulling out every stop, so to speak, to deceive souls. And he's not only deceiving souls of this world that are lost, but he's also reaching into the flock of Almighty God. And he's convincing many that they can return to their old lifestyle. They can return to the old way of living and still claim to be children of God. Oh, giving them a false hope of heaven. You see, the world's pastures right now are appearing greener to many, but this is only a false illusion, a trick of the devil, because the mountains of sin are barren. You see, they are not capable of producing life eternal, but our true shepherd furnishes us with plentiful pastures and the water of life freely. What are you saying, Sister Renee? He tells us in Psalm the 23rd chapter in verse 2, it speaks of green pastures. In John 4, we are told these words. He says in verse 13 of John, the 4th chapter, he says, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. He's speaking of the waters of this world. You see, you can never get full because the waters of this world will keep bringing a thirst for you. And the devil will keep recycling things. And you'll keep going around in a circle each and every time trying to drink of this world's goods. But look at what Jesus said in verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Are you drinking from the fountain of Jesus Christ? Is the water of the fountain of Christ springing up inside of you to everlasting life? Praise be to Almighty God. You see, saints of God, this is a gift that we've been given from Almighty God. This is a gift for you and I to rejoice in, knowing that we no longer are drinking of the world's water, but now we're drinking of the fountain of Jesus Christ. Praise his name. You see, God's command to his people is that you and I stand in these evil days. Our stand is to be against the enemy of our souls. The word stand means to hold a critical position during a time of the enemy's attack. You see, as the people of God, we must refuse to yield or to even give one inch of ground to the devil or to his attacking foes. God has already given us victory in many areas. What are you saying, Sister Renee? He has given us his truth. God has given us his church. God has given us his word, his grace, his salvation. God has given us his blessings. And the devil wants to take all of that from us. And he will stop at nothing to take everything that we have been given by Almighty God. That's if we allow him to. You see, one of the devil's favorite pastimes is telling believers how big your problem is. Oh, but he forgets you got a God who is bigger than any problem that you have in this life. You see, he does this to try to discourage us about everything and anything that is going on in our lives. He tries to get us off the pathway of righteousness by having us to ask, why do believers have to suffer when the word of God has already told us and it tells us that we are going to suffer some things in this life? Turn with me to First Peter, the 5th chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 9. You know, after Peter told us in verse 7, to cast all of our cares upon God. But before that, in verse 6, he told us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of Almighty God, that our God may exalt us in due time. And then he went on to say to us, he told us to cast all of our care upon him, for he careth for you. You see, this is where the problem comes in. Many of us don't want to give everything to Almighty God. We try to piecemeal out our problems to God as if our Heavenly Father is not able to take care of them. Our Heavenly Father can take care of your problems while he's taking care of millions of others all across this whole world. Our God will never fail you if you're standing for Almighty God. He tells you to cast all your care upon him. When you come to an altar, don't come up and just give a little bit to Almighty God and carry back the rest of that load, but cast all of it upon Almighty God, and he said he cared for you. Then he went on and told us, he said, be sober, be vigilant, and this sober or this sobriety is not from liquor. He is telling you and I to be serious about our walk with God. He said, be vigilant. You know, we've got to know all the time. We've got to be watchful. We've got to look around and see what the enemy is doing. He said, because your adversary, and the word adversary means your foe. The devil is not your friend, no matter what he says. Then he goes on to say, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. Oh, saints of God, we've said this before. A lion in the jungle, when he is in there, he is the king of the jungle. And when that lion roars, many of those other animals, they begin to scurry and run away. That's just like the devil as a roaring lion. He's going about, he said, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The devil is out there prowling around right now. And when you don't have on the armor that God has set for you to have on, the enemy is going to pounce down on you, and you're going to think and look around and begin to question Almighty God. God, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? Do you have on the armor? Do you have on the truth of God's word? Do you have the belt of truth? Are you girded about with truth from God's word? So when you're belted around with the truth from God's word, you can stand when the enemy comes in like a flood. He went on to say, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. See, the devil will have you to believe, why are the saints of God having cancer? Why do they have heart attacks? Why do they have strokes? Because the word of God says the same afflictions that are in the world are in us too, saints of God. We're going to go through some things, but through it all, we can learn to trust in Jesus. We can learn to trust in Almighty God, and we can stand and see the salvation of Almighty God, because yes, our God will deliver us. Praise our God. Amen. Praise God. All the enemy is attacking on every hand. All the enemy is out there right now. Oh, but look at what it said in verse 10. But the God of all grace. Do you know the God of all grace this afternoon, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus? Oh, listen to what he's saying there. Yes. The God of all grace. Praise be to Almighty God, because it was grace that got us saved this morning. Amen. It was by his grace that allows us to be here this day. Praise be to Almighty God. He said, who has called us into his glory by Christ Jesus. And then he looked what he said. He said that after you have what? Suffered a while. Oh, saints of God, after we've gone through something for a while, he will make us perfect. He will establish us, and he will strengthen and settle you. Praise God. Just don't turn. Amen. Just don't turn back to the world. If you're suffering right now, and I know some of us are going through some things, he said after you've suffered a while, and that while doesn't tell us how long it's going to be. It could be one day. It could be 2 weeks. It could be 5 years. Oh, it could be like the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, you could have it for a number of years. But when God God puts a stop to it. Praise our God. He will perfect make you. He will make you perfect. He will establish you. He will settle you. He will strengthen you. How many have found that to be so? Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, yes. There are some difficulties along the road of life. And we have to walk on some of those roads, saints of God. The word suffer bears this out for us. Jesus himself said it would be so in the word of God. He said that in John 16:33. You can read that in your leisure. Even Job knew that there would be difficult times in our lives. He said that in Job 14:1. And yes, saints of God, you and I may experience some pain. We may go through some sicknesses, some sorrow, some disappointment, or maybe even a tragic event. But let us remember that even when life is a veil of tears for you and I, that we have the Lord's promise of his presence in our lives. Praise our God. He told us in Hebrews 13:5, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you believe that this afternoon? Amen. Oh, we have Almighty God's provision where he told us in Philippians 4:19 that I will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Has he provided your needs? Amen. He told us that he would give us the power. And what is that power? Jesus told us in Matthew 28:18, he would give us the power to be able to tread. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And that same power was given to you and I to tread over serpents and various things that may come about us. Oh, let us run this race with patience, saints of God. Let us run looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Do you believe that this afternoon? And he went on to say there in that Hebrews 12:2, it said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, when our Savior suffered for you and I, we know what he went through. We know prior to his suffering, he went into the garden there, oh, the Garden of Gethsemane. And we're told in one passage of scripture that his sweat was as drops of blood. Oh, he was, and the world's term would be, he was sweating it out, saints of God, but he was doing it for you and I. Praise be to Almighty God. I thank God he stayed there in that garden. I thank God he stayed there before Almighty God. And I thank God when he went back and he saw the disciples he beloved, he saw them asleep. It didn't discourage him, but Jesus knew that he had to go to that cross. He knew because he had you, he had me, he had this whole world on his mind. Praise be to Almighty God. That lets us know something, saints of God. That lets us know when we're going through something, we may have to go back and tap into that living well more than one time and ask Almighty God. We may have to go through something. We may have tears, veils of tears coming out of our eyes. We may be crying to Almighty God and crying out, Lord, if it be your will, let this cup pass. But God will give us an answer. He'll let us know, if I want you to suffer through this, I'll let you suffer, but I will make a way of escape for you. How many have found that to be so? There are times, saints of God, when we've been pressed sore. There are times when the enemy will come in and the enemy will be began to press down on us. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. And then all of a sudden, there's a breakthrough for Almighty God. The Spirit of the Lord will bring and overshadow you and let you know, I've got this in control. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God this afternoon. Thank him for his Spirit. Thank him for how he can bring you through. Praise his name. Praise him. Why? He's already run the race, saints. He already knows the way, saints. You see, the devil can use all these temporary difficulties that you and I might be going through in and facing in this life to try to get us to quit on Almighty God.
I want you to think about something, saints of God. Because of what Jesus accomplished over 2,000 years ago through his life, through his death, through his burial and resurrection, the kingdom of darkness has been utterly defeated. What he is saying, Sister Renee, oh, Jesus Christ stripped down Satan of all his authority that he thought he stole from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and taking it back for every one of us. What he is saying, 1 John 3, verse 8, says to us these words, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might what? Destroy the work of the devil. The word destroy means to ruin, to put to naught. Oh, saints of God, when we get into the word of God and we begin to glean. Oh, Brother Brian, I remember that message. When we begin to glean and gaze through the word of God, we can find rest and peace for our souls.
Amen.
We don't have to fret as others who have no hope. Oh, Romans 15, verse 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy. Are you filled with joy this afternoon? And he said, in peace and believing. Are you filled with that peace that passes all understanding, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost? See, everything is through the power of the
Amen.
Holy Ghost. Praise our God. See, our salvation stands on three pillars. Stands on faith. It stands on hope and love. And we know the greatest of these is love. But we also understand and we see right now that hope is becoming one of the weakest things. Why? Because so many who profess to be saved don't have hope anymore. Many of them will say, oh, well, I don't have a hope. I don't know what's going on. You have a hope in Jesus Christ. He is able to bring you through any situation. He will give you the power to allow you to be able to rule over the enemy of your soul. What are you saying, Sister Renee? That's the power he gave us. He didn't give that power to the enemy. Our Lord and Savior gave that to you and I when he instituted the new birth. When he instituted that and we were born again, we were able, coming to Almighty God in faith, to be able to say, I don't have to live a lifestyle anymore like that. I can come to Almighty God. When the Spirit of God came and spoke peace to our souls, we were able to get up and stand for Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? There was a time when we stumbled all over the place. There was a time when we were out there in the world living as big as we could live, living in all the sin that we could get into. But then one day, praise be to Almighty God, the saints of God were praying. They were laboring. They were fasting. They were doing all they can to pray for you and I that we might be saved today. Praise God. Oh, we were out there in sin, saints. But somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. That's why we've got to take the time to pray for others, that God will speak to their heart, that others will see. No, we can't save them. No, we can't make them get saved, but we can lift them up to Almighty God, who is able to hear our humble cry. He tells us in the word of God that cast your bread upon the water and you will receive the return. Saints of God, when we send up our timber to Almighty God, our God is going to hear in heaven. Why? He said the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Do we believe that?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We can pray to Almighty God. We don't have to succumb to the devil. Jesus made us joint heirs with him, and he gave us power and authority over the devil. He put Satan and all his demonic hosts under our feet. We're told in James 4, verse 7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Do you believe the word of God?
You believe that we have power this afternoon in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise our God. The Bible makes it clear that the devil has to flee from us. Why? Because we have Jesus living on the inside of us. We're told in 1 John 4, verse 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you believe that this afternoon? Oh, with Jesus living on the inside of us, Satan has no power of his own left to use against us. Oh, he'll try everything. Oh, yeah, we'll have things that are happening, saints of God. But we don't have to give way to the enemy of our soul. Praise God. The only way he can get any foothold in our life at all, our lives at all, is by deceiving us into using our own power against our own self. He can only do that by getting us to believe what he says instead of what God has told us in the word of God. That is what he did to Eve in the garden. You see, the devil began to feed her the lie that God was withholding something from her. He made her to look at just this one tree in the garden, the tree of knowledge and of good and evil. He blinded her eyes to all the other trees that she could freely eat of. Isn't that like the devil today?
Yes.
What are you saying, sister? He's the same old devil today.
Yes.
And he's doing the same thing today to mankind. He'll have you look at your situation that you're in right now. And he'll have you all with me. He'll have you saying, oh, I can't, sister so-and-so's not going through the same thing I'm going through. But the devil will have you to forget of all the goodness. Sister Carol had us think of his goodness to you. He'll have you to forget that there was a time when you couldn't pay your electric bill. And oh, a stimulus check came in the mail. Come on, say. He'll
Amen.
Let you remember there was a time when you didn't have money to put gas in your car. And when you went in there to the filling station, someone said in there, well, that person before said to pay for your gas. Come on, say. There's times when we have been, when you got round and you didn't have any food to eat. And you said, I don't have anything to eat. And a saint of God will come along and hand you, put a little change in your hand. And say, God told me to think about or send something in, a gift card in the mail. Praise our God. See, the enemy will have you to be looking at what you're going through right then and there, but forgetting what God has already done for you.
Amen.
But praise our God anyhow. No matter what you're going through, praise Almighty God. Oh, yes, the enemy's blinded mankind's eyes so that they cannot see the truth of God's eternal work. He has them believing that there is no God in heaven, that there is no life after death, that when they die, that they will be reincarnated, and that God would never send anyone to hell. God didn't send you there, but your sins will. Many think that their religious works will get them into heaven. Satan does all he can to keep mankind in sin. You refuse to buy his lies. You will find out what the word says, believe it, and act on it. Satan can't stand before you and any more than he could stand before Jesus Christ. You resist him in the name of Jesus, he's going to run. Because you've been given the power in the name of Jesus. Turn to Acts 16. Oh, saints of God, the Spirit of the Lord wants us to get an understanding of what he is saying to us this afternoon. You Bible students know, maybe have read this story of the damsel. Here in verse 16 of Acts, the 16th chapter, you know, Paul and Silas was there. And the word of God said, and it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed unto us the way of salvation. Now, they even said they showed unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. And Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee. Listen, listen what Paul said. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Saints of God, when we command in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what it said. And he came out the same hour. Oh, you got to believe, saints of God, that at the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow. Oh, that it is written in the word of God in Romans 14, verse 11 says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess. You see, when you say in the name of Jesus, even the devils are going to tremble. Mm-hmm. My. Yeah. If we're going to be successful in this fight, we've got to fight the good fight of faith, say. We're going to have to keep what we have received, and we're going to have to stand and hold on to the ground that we've made. We can't go back. We can't retreat, but we've got to go forward in Almighty God. When we do, God has said we have to put on the whole armor in order for us to be able to. You see, the devil does not mind that people are religious today, just as long as they don't have a personal relationship with Almighty God. We have a lot of religious folks living in our time right now, but many of them don't have a personal relationship with God. You see, having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness is important for all of us, for our spiritual survival. When we are girt about with truth, it means that we have committed our lives to Almighty God. It refers to a life that has been built on the foundation and faithfulness of the Word of God and the truth of God's eternal Word. It speaks of truth and testimony. It tells us about truth and living. Praise our God. You see, the belt of truth provides us with stability. It also provides a place for all the other pieces of the armor to be able to rest. Without the belt of truth, we will find that the other pieces of armor are useless. And then we went on to speak about the breastplate of righteousness, which refers to the power of living a holy life according to the teachings of God and his eternal word. Oh, saints of God, it's powerful to have on the breastplate of righteousness. Holy and righteous living closes the door to the devil, and it protects you and I from his attacks. The word of God is our roadmap, and it is absolutely essential for you and I to embrace the truths that are in the word of God and to live by them righteously and soberly in this present world. The Bible is truth. How many believe that? And it teaches us all we need to know about life and death and heaven and hell. I know many don't want to hear the word hell, but it's in the Bible. It also teaches us about God and about the enemy of our soul, Satan. It also tells us about sin and salvation. Also, it reveals to you and I our condition before Almighty God. Praise be to God. Thank God for the word of God. That's why we got to put the spotlight on ourselves and ask God, search me, O Lord, and try me and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God. That's what the word of God reveals. Also, it reveals solutions to our problems that we have. Oh, and that solution is who? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It reveals the way of salvation. And that way is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It also reveals the final destination of the saints. And where is that? We are told in John, the 14th chapter, these words, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, do you know Jesus? If you know Jesus this afternoon, and the free pardon of your sins, he has gone to prepare a place for you. And then he said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Are you planning on being with Jesus in the end? Praise our God. Praise our God. Also, the Bible is a book to be read, to be believed and obeyed and loved. Those who read, believe, and obey the word of God will find their lives are flourishing in the Lord. Oh, that's what it tells us in the 92nd division of Psalms. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what the psalmist says in verse 12. He said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Are you flourishing this afternoon? He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Are you making progress in your walk with Almighty God? You see, when you get into the Word of God and you begin to eat, you begin to make more progress. You began to see the things of the world become strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Praise God. Then he goes on to say, those that be planted. Oh, when you go out in your garden and you get out there and you plant that tree out there, you dig that hole and plant that tree, and then you're watering it, and later on it gets roots. You can't just go in there and snatch it out. You understand what the Spirit is saying? Those that be planted, our roots now have been established in Almighty God, in the house of the Lord, shall flourish in the court of our God. Are you flourishing this afternoon? They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Praise our God. We have older saints that are still bringing forth fruit. We have older saints who love the Lord and still running this race for Almighty God. They encourage us. They show us even through their trials that they're going through in their older life that God is still able to bring them through. Praise our Amen. God. He says, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Are you fat and flourishing in the Lord? He said to show that the Lord is upright. I know some of us got some fat on us from other things, but I'm talking about, the Spirit is talking about the Lord this morning. Are we fat and flourishing in him? To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Praise God. Praise our God. I say to you this afternoon, if you own a Bible, you haven't picked it up in a long time, dust it off and begin to read it. Soak yourself in the truth of God's word. Let it shape your life. Let it feed your soul. Let it guide your steps. And let it lead you to Jesus Christ. It is true. Praise God. Amen. Oh, my, my, my. I don't know about you, but I don't know if you've noticed one of the commercials on television. It's called A Plumbing. They've been running quotes from the Bible. Scriptures. The one I saw on there is the 143rd division of Psalms, and starts with verse 8, and it says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. And when I saw that, I thought, Lord, am I seeing right? And then again, another commercial came. And they had the same scripture. Then there was another, and they had another scripture. I didn't get it. And I took the liberty to write to the company. The Lord showed me and to let them know that I appreciated their commercials. In this time in which we live right now, people need to hear the word of God. People need to see the word of God. Normally some of these commercials, you can't even watch them anymore. They've got so many suggestive things going on that you got to even turn them off or turn on the mute so you won't even hear the things that they're saying. But then when you hear and you see the word of God, you embrace and you thank God for this company. I don't know anything about any of them, but somebody knows something about Almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, yes, we got to do all we can, saints of God, to reach souls. Our Bible's got to be that foundation, and we've got to stand on it. Praise God. Oh, truth will have us learn to learn commitment. It will have you and I to be prepared. Truth is our primary characteristic of all of us, those of us who are believers. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Those of us who serve God, we serve him out of sincerity and not out of hypocrisy. We're told in the 50th division of Psalms, verse 5, these words. It said, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Praise God. Are you a saint of God? Amen. Oh, saints of God, this means something. You see, when we come to Jesus Christ, we must give God our all. Shabby service ought not to be tolerated in our spiritual walk with Almighty God. We don't tolerate it in our personal lives. When somebody comes in and is working on our home and various things around our house, our cars, we don't allow shabby service. Therefore, we can't live a haphazard life for Almighty God. Oh, it ought not to be with us, saints of God. That's what I believe far too many right now in our day and time. They have a half-hearted commitment or a partial commitment to Almighty God or to the things of God. And you see, if your commitment to God is half-hearted or if your commitment is partial, it is not a true commitment at all. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You know, the Spirit of the Lord brought to me. You know, people will sit for hours and hours and watch football games. And we've seen it. It can go into 4 and 5 overtimes, and people will sit right there and watch it, especially if they have ESPN. I think I'm saying it right. If they're there, they have all the commercials in between. You can start a game at 12:30, and the game still be going on at 3:30 or even beyond that if there's overtime. And then when you come to the house of God, you want to put a time constraint on the preaching of God's word. People want to say, oh, you shouldn't preach over 30 minutes. I've heard this, saints of God. Oh, you shouldn't preach over 30 minutes because you know that people can't sit for that long. But people will sit in a stadium in the cold, in the rain. But they will come prepared. They will, first of all, go and tailgate. They will be out there at a football game. And I'm not saying anything against anybody who loves football. You can watch all you want, but where are our priorities when it comes to God? Some of us will stay up and drive all over the continent to get to a game, but then if you say you got to drive to the house of God, oh, the gas prices are high. Where are our priorities today for the things of God? Those are half-hearted, partial commitments to God, and our God is not interested in them.
Amen.
Look at what the word of God says. You see, when you're offering a partial sacrifice to the Lord, it is not the way that we ought to be as believers for Christ Jesus. Turn to Romans, the 12th chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 11. It says these words. It said, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. See, we get the same zeal we had when we first came to God. We've got to have that same zeal now. But we've got to have it intensified. We got to ramp it up, saints of God, because we know that we're serving an almighty God. He said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. When you're going through something, be patient. Don't allow someone to come along and say, oh, girl, you say you are a saint of God. You don't need to be going through that. Let us be patient and allow the Lord to work it out to his glory and honor. Continuing instant in prayer. Oh, saints of God, we got to pray without ceasing. Then he said, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Oh, we see a brother or sister in need, saints of God. We have a responsibility to help that need, to take care of that. You see, when a brother or sister is suffering, we all suffer. Everybody suffers. And see, the enemy can work their way in. If someone's going through something and we know about it, we don't try to offer something to help out. And we say, oh, just go along your way. That's not what God wants us. We are a family of God.
Amen.
We are each other's keeper. We help each other through trials and situations. He said, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. And weep with them that weep. Oh, listen to this. We got to have unity, saints. He said, be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. He said, recompense no man evil for evil. Praise our God. This is needed in our day and time. Oh, there's so many killings, saints of God, because someone has done something to someone else. But he said, recompense to no man evil for evil. Retaliation. We can't retaliate. Let God take care of it. Sister was sharing with the kids downstairs today. Let God take care of it. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. He went on to say, if it be possible, as much as lies in you. He didn't say any other individual, but as much as it lies within us, we are to live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, He said, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. See, what God repays is not sin.
Amen.
Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, saints of God, feed him. If he's thirsty, if he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap what? Coals of fire upon his head. You do good for his evil. Oh, saints of God, we've got a lot in the Word of God to get in so that we can know how to run this race that's been set before us. He said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Those of us who are girt about with truth, have on the breastplate of righteousness, we are true and committed believers of Almighty God. We're just like Abraham, as we learned in our Sunday school lesson to this morning. His faith was accounted unto him for righteousness. Praise our God. Oh, we must prepare ourselves, saints of God, for the battle that we're in. And we must stand for God's glory. Praise our God. We've got to have ourselves girded with truth. We have to have on the breastplate of righteousness. And we've got to stand in that truth and have faith and believe that Jesus Christ is able to carry us through. Praise our God. Let us look at the third piece of armor that God has given unto you and I. Praise our God. And that third piece of armor is found in verse 15. Yes, we need the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth in order to gain victory. This afternoon, we're going to look at that piece, the third piece of armor. Paul says in verse 15 of our scripture reading and in Ephesians, the sixth chapter, he says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You see, shoes were important, even vital to a Roman soldier back then. And they are vital to you and I today. Shoes protect our feet from dangers of walking around barefooted. They keep us warm and dry and safe. You think about how important shoes are to certain professions. You see, a construction worker would be crazy to go out on a job without having on a hard-toe shoe. Could you imagine a football player trying to play football without having on their cleats? You see, just as important as it is to an athlete and a construction worker, or a businessman, or a mother, or a toddler, it's even more important to a soldier. Your soldiers are required to march long distances, fight battles in all types of environments and terrain. If a soldier's feet become swollen and tender and cut and blistered, they're going to be greatly hindered in the day of battle, and they might not be able to stand to fight that battle. Might not be able to march, might not be able to properly handle his weapon, and certainly will not be able to advance on the enemy. Sore feet will undermine the soldier's ability to stand firm. What are you saying, Sister Renee, saints of God, if we are going to stand against the wiles of the devil? We must have on the proper spiritual footwear. We can be girt about with the truth. We can have on the breastplate of righteousness, but if we neglect to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, we are destined to stumble and fall. You see, the word preparation refers to being ready unto all good works. I know many believe that this scripture is talking about evangelism, about us going out and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. But as I was studying this, the Lord was showing me that when we look into this scripture right here, what Paul was talking about, you see, three times in here, Paul told us in verse 11, he says, stand against the wiles of the devil. And verse 13, he said, having done all to stand. Then he said in verse 14, standing therefore. You see, this spiritual armor is given unto us that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. The enemy of our soul is attacking us on every hand. And when he does, we are to stand firm on the foundation of Christ Jesus and not give in. The word preparation refers to being in the condition of readiness and preparedness. When we are ready with the gospel of peace, we live with the understanding that we are under attack by the enemy all day long. Saints of God, as soldiers of the cross, you and I have got to be prepared for this spiritual battle. We need to know who our enemy is. We need to know what he is capable of doing. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 11, he said, lest, and L-E-S-T means for fear that Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. The only way Satan can get an advantage of us is for you and I to let down on our righteous living for Almighty God, for us to become slothful in our service to God, for us to fail to read, study, and meditate on the word of God, and then not be consistent in our prayer life as the word of God has said. You see, the gospel of peace prepares us to be ready for whatever life may bring to you and I. It is the good news with the peace of Almighty God. Turn with me to Romans, the fifth chapter, and look at what it says there, beginning in that first verse of that fifth chapter. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How do we have that peace? That peace comes through the word of God. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice and hope of the glory of God. Are you standing and rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God this afternoon? Praise God. You see, saints, if we are to fight the enemy of our soul, we've got to stand firm on the word of God. We've got to be in a harmonious relationship with Almighty, harmonious relationship with Almighty God. We've got to love the word of God. We've got to embrace the word of God. Look at what it says in Acts, the 23rd chapter, verse 1. These words, have I lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Saints of God, are we living in a good conscience before Almighty God? Is the word of God our guide in our direction? And are we stepping out in faith and believing what it is saying? When we do, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's how we fight the enemy, saints. Our stability is in knowing the word of God, having confidence about God, and being able to take care of us in our daily lives. Paul said in 2 Timothy, turn with me there for a moment, in chapter 1, verse 12, these words. He said, for which cause? He said, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. Do you know who you believe this afternoon? He said, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. You see, if we're anxious in spirit, and if we're worried about everything that's going on in this life, we cannot defeat fear and despair. The enemy of our soul is going to siege upon that opportunity. Satan is not some mystical little red character with horns on him. He doesn't have a tail and a pitchfork, as the world will have you to believe. No, he is cunning and he is crafty. He is the greatest undercover agent, so to speak, out there, because the Bible describes him as being an angel of light all the way to a ravenous beast. And his attacks are relentless. They are persistent, saints of God. Do we believe that this afternoon? Oh, just look around at our world today. Satan is doing everything he can to destroy the home life. My neighbor and I were talking the other day on Friday and how they were in having some in for the family gathering for Thanksgiving. And there are some at the family gathering that won't come because others are there. They're having a family feud. And she said to me that calls are already coming in from those who say they're not going to attend their annual Christmas Day gathering. And then she said to me, she said, and Renee, we are all Christians. I told her that can't be.
Right.
She looked at me kind of funny, but I said, no, that can't be. You see, there's something wrong when those of us who are professing to be saved cannot forgive.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
My Bible tells me in Matthew, the 6th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. In verse 14, he said, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, he said, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
That's right.
You see, having our feet shod with the gospel of peace will allow us to forgive others. It will allow us to have the Bible, as the Bible says, a peace that passes all understanding. God won't hear and answer prayer if we have aught with one another. Jesus does not allow us to gloss over those things. Mark 11, look at what it says there in verse 25 of that scripture. He says there, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Oh, saints of God, that includes all of us. Includes us all. From the pulpit all the way back, we got to forgive. You can't have aught with someone and then stand before Almighty God and try to offer up a prayer. But God's not going to hear it.
That's right.
You know, that old man's got to be crucified. We're new men and women in Christ Jesus. And God doesn't gloss over these things as the world is glossing over it. God wants us to be disciples of the cross. He wants us to have on the armor of God. He wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit. You see, those turn to Galatians 5 for a moment. And let us look at this. Lord bless little Liam. Look at what it says there starting in verse 15. You see, we're seeing right now in families that people are so divided. Children divided against their parents. Children don't want to listen to mom and dad. You know, when we grew up as children, I know when I did, our parents, they ruled the household.
That's right.
They didn't allow no children to tell them what to do.
Amen.
None of us went out and worked. When they said you couldn't do something, you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't, you know, you, some of us tried to. I know I did try to stomp up to a room, but they next thing I know, there was a belt of correction coming along with it. Oh, they didn't play back then. You know, we always say back in the day. Well, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
parents ruled the household.
That's right.
Parents told you you couldn't go. That was it. You may have poked your lip out and went, but you didn't go. Well, they didn't have it back then. They didn't have cell phones where you can go get on the phone and run down your mom and dad and get on Facebook and put all kinds of nasty stuff on there about them and Twitter and TikTok and all these other things that are going on right now. And kids are on there blasting their parents and saying all manner of evil and various things. No, you didn't have that. Because parents back then, when they spoke and you knew it, you had fear in you. They would look at you and you would know. They didn't even have to hit you. All they'd do is look at you and you knew right then and there you were going to get a whipping. How do you know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Amen. Oh, they had authority in the household back then. But so many houses are divided. And the Bible says a house divided against itself can't stand. And that's even the same thing in the house of God. If we're divided, we can't stand with each other. But we got to all stand as unity and one. And I thank God for this body of Christ. That we all stand together, help each other out. But look at what he says here in Galatians 5, verse 15. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. That's why all of us have got to walk in the Spirit. And ye shall not fulfill what? The lust of the flesh. See, this flesh will flare up. And if you walk in the Spirit, you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can meet with your brothers and sisters. You can do all kinds of things. And you don't have to worry about anybody flaring up and walking out the roof on edge and all mad at each other. He said, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Oh, mama. But if you be led, listen to what it's saying in verse 18. See, if you be led by the Spirit, of the Spirit, you are not under the law. That's why Jesus said, I go not away, the Comforter will not come, but I will send you a Comforter, and he will guide you into all truth. Praise God. Then he went on to say here, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Oh, we're living in a society that people don't mind telling you that they hate you. Oh, he said variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies. Oh, people envying what somebody else has. Murders, drunken. Are we living in a time of murders? Oh, my. He said drunkenness, reveling, and such like. See, you know, people will say, well, the Bible doesn't specifically say that I don't have to do this. He said, in such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. My. But look at verse 22, saints of God. This is what we have to have. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. And it doesn't say fruits because why? We have to have all of them. We have to have love. We have to have joy. We have to have peace. We have to have long-suffering. We have to have gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm going through something, but you still can have joy.
Amen.
Oh, Sister Renee, you know, so-and-so said something to me. You still can have love.
Amen.
You still can have long-suffering. Oh, Sister Renee, I don't know. You know, they didn't do right by me. You can still have goodness to them.
Yeah.
Meekness, temperance. That's what God expects out of us, saints, amen? That's what God is expecting from us. See, our God is looking for a holy people. A people, Revelation 7, verse 14 says, who have come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Did you notice that he said, who have come out of great tribulation? My, praise our God. Oh, saints of God, Satan is out to destroy every fabric of our lives. You see, God wants our children to be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And Satan wants our children to be brought up in the ways of the world. I oftentimes heard people say to me, well, you're not, Maria's not saved, you are. My Bible tells me to train them up and told me to train her up in the way she should go. That was my responsibility. Yes, she may not have been saved when I was raising her, and I was the one that was professing salvation, but it was my responsibility to raise her according to the Word of God. God created marriage between a man and a woman. And look how Satan has destroyed this union. Now you have children confused. I have two mommies or two daddies. My. Not only is the home life in shambles, look at all the activity going on in our world today. Those, how they conduct themselves are in the offices of our Congress. Regardless of what political party you're with, they're all acting up. Look at them. Satan's greatest temptations are hurled against the people of God. That's you and I, saints. Not against the drunkards or the liars or the thieves or the murderers. But he already has control of them. He wants the people of God to doubt Almighty God. In John, the 20th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. When the disciples said in verse 25, we have seen the Lord. But Thomas's doubt kept him from believing in the miracle of salvation. And then Jesus appeared unto Thomas in verse 27. You can read the rest of it in your leisure. Look at what he said. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. That's how Satan wants us today. He wants folks not to believe in God. He wants them to doubt in the things of Almighty God. Oh, we've seen it, saints of God. We've seen things happen. We've heard of things happening. God will show mankind his goodness. He will bless them with things. He will bring them through situation, hardnesses, hardships, and sickness and various things. And you'll hear people say, oh, isn't God good? Yeah, he is. But then they'll turn around and not serving. That's the time in which we live. They will tell you, I know God blessed me through the prayers of the saints of God. But see, the enemy of their soul wants them to continue to live in fear and live for him. And they don't want them to have faith in Almighty God. But look at what the psalmist says in the 34th division of Psalms, verse 4. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You see, one of the devil's greatest lies is to tell souls that God does not love them. But don't let the devil tell you that you are unloved or not good enough for God. You see, when Satan attacks us with that kind of a doubt missile, such as if God really loved you, he wouldn't have let this happen. We need to dig our gospel of peace shoes into the turf of God's eternal word. And we need to say to the enemy of our soul, it tells us and reply to him, Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. And then we also need to say, 1 John 4:9, and this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. When Satan stabs from behind with remember what you did, we need to dig in more deeply with our gospel of peace shoes, and we need to reply to him as it said in Isaiah 43:25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sins. Oh, when Satan tries to get you to question the word of God or God's word, let your gospel of peace shoes reply from the 119th division of Psalms. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. And also Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a liar. Oh, when he tries to have you to have fret and worry about someone else and what someone's doing, an evildoer is doing, oh, let us let our gospel of peace shoes reply with Psalms 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. See, saints of God, this is having on the gospel shoes. You are able to go into the word of God when the enemy comes against you. You're able to find the scriptures that God has in the word of God and use them to keep from falling to the enemy's devices. He went on to say there, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Then he told us, he said, commit thy way. When you commit it, it means to give it all to Almighty God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Do you trust God this afternoon? And he shall bring it to pass. He went on to say, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Then look at what he tells you and I, saying to God, rest in the Lord and wait patiently
Amen.
For him. Fret not thyself. We don't need to worry. We don't need to say, try to have the enemy come to us and try to have a get back spirit. No, we need to fret not ourselves because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Then he says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Praise God. Oh, saints of God, this is how you have on. You have your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, so you can tread all over Satan's lies. You see, the enemy of our soul is busy, saints. He's trying everything he can to destroy the works of God. This is why Paul in Philippians, that fourth chapter, and we're coming to a close, saints of God. Paul in that Philippians fourth chapter urges us. He says to us in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You see, saints of God, when we're going through something, we got to turn it over to Almighty God. He said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ. How many have found that to be so? Mm-hmm. Praise our God. When you're not careful for anything and everything, you've got it, you take it to the Lord in prayer. We got to stop worrying, saints of God. We got to take it to God. We got to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We got to know the word of God so that we can use the word of God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm going through this. I'm worried about that. You see, we will not be worried, anxious, and troubled, or frantic if we know the word of God. You see, when Jesus stilled the storm on the Sea of Galilee, he said to the disciples in Mark, that fourth chapter, verse 40, he said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You see, Jesus' feet were shod with the gospel of peace. He could sleep in the midst of the storm. He can do so. Why? Because he knew that his life was in the hand of God. He Amen. Trusted his almighty Father. What about you and I, saints of God? When we're going through something, do we know that our life is in the hands of Almighty God? Can we trust God with our lives? Praise God. Amen. Jesus could let go. He didn't have to worry about anything because he knew that God was going to take care of him there. Saints of God, the same with you and I. Our God can take care of us in the midst of the storms of life. He can bring us through those situations. He knows what we are going through. You may say, Sister Renee, how does he know? Because we're told in Hebrews 4, verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Yes, Christ Jesus is our example. We've got to follow him. Oh, praise our God. I want you to read in your leisure. Remember in Matthew 4 when Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He didn't try to reason his way around Satan's ploy. No, he stated the truth already by given to him by the word of God. He used the word of God because it was hidden in his heart so that he could fend off what Satan was trying to take him through. All saints of God, we can't be ignorant of God's word.
Amen.
But we got to have God's word hidden in our hearts. Because if we don't have it hidden in our hearts, all Satan is going to try every time to get us off on something. You know, Hosea 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 29, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Oh, saints of God, yes, the devil has memorized the Bible too. He knows it well. But you and I have got to stand firm on the word of God.
Yes.
We got to stand having our loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace so we know how to fight the enemy of our soul. Our God knows how to steer our ship, saints. Our God knows what to take us through. You know, we're told in Psalms 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. When we submit ourselves to Almighty God and allow him to lead our path, he will work out those things in our lives that the enemy throws up against us. When we set our hearts to obey his word, he will guide our homes. He will direct our paths. Oh, he will enlarge our ships, saints of God. We've got to just trust in Almighty God. Yes, God is the author of our lives. Do we believe that this afternoon? And God is able to steer us in the right direction if we will allow him to do so. And when God directs our path, he will even order our enemies to be at peace with us. We are told in the 23rd division of Psalms, verse 5, he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He said in Proverbs 16, verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Our God is able. Praise our God. That's why we have to have on the whole armor, saints of God. When we trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior, oh, his righteousness, we are told, is imputed unto us. Do we believe that this afternoon? Do we believe in having on the breastplate of righteousness? Do we believe in having on the our loins girt about with truth? Do we believe in having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Praise our God. You see, in the natural, saints of God, genuine antiques are highly valued because of what they represent. A counterfeit is of little value because it is only a representation of the genuine. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Some counterfeits fool even experts. Mm-hmm. But counterfeit Christianity will never fool Amen. Almighty God.
Amen.
We got to be genuine Christians. So therefore, we have to have our loins girt about with truth. We have to have on the breastplate of righteousness. We got to be living lives that are clean and pure for Almighty God. We have to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace and have a ready mind and heart for whatever life is going to bring to us. Oh, saints of God, when our armor is in place, we'll be able to stand for Almighty God in this evil day. God bless you is my prayer, and Lord willing, we will speak on the next piece, Lord willing, next Sunday, the shield of faith. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise
our God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his word. And you know how it's broken down, piece by piece, little bit by little bit. Amen. So that we can get good understanding. Amen. And what each piece of armor is for.
Praise Amen. God.
What each one is for.
Amen.
So there's no need to say, well, I don't understand why I have to put that on. I don't understand why I have to put this on.
You have it on. You're in trouble.
Amen. Loins girt about with truth. Breastplate, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. And that gospel of peace is what saved our souls.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We thank God.
Amen.
Will keep us. Thank God for his word today. Amen. Talking about the armor of God. Every piece. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. What is our song?
Praise our God.
Oh, sister. No,
Amen. Amen.
Right.
We'll find some.
Praise
amen.
Our God.
We'll find
yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Truly thank God.
Amen. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
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 Thank God.
God.
In the worship of the Lord. Number page 683. Stand up for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And the message talked about standing. Pastor Jenkins pointed out three verses where it talked about standing. She, at the time, she was talking about having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. But in order to stand, we need, in order to take the stand that we need, we have to have on, as she said, the right shoes. And if we're going to stand up for Jesus, if we're going to stand, then we need to have on all the armor that we need.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Stand up for Jesus. Number 683 in the worship of the Lord. We're talking about standing up. And this song says, stand, first verse is stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Because if we're going to have on armor, we're going to have to be a good soldier. Amen.
In the army of the Lord.
Amen. And be not entangled with the things of this world. Amen. And we're not going to ask the one who has called us to be a soldier, the Lord, why do I need to put this on or why do I need to put that on? We need protection.
Amen.
We need to be able to resist the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Stand up for you. And for those, if you're struggling, to be able to stand, to be able to take a stand, someone comes against you, questions the way that you live, you need to be able to stand.
Mm-hmm.
If someone comes up and as we said, the Lord's going to fight our battle, but we need to stand true. We can't run and hide. We have to stand, and the only way that we can do that is by having on the whole armor.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. You that are brave now serve him against unnumbered foe. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength uphold.
You see, we can be strong in the Lord. We're told in that chapter, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we cannot have that power unless we have submitted all to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It says the trumpet call, obey. We've got to, where the Lord is calling us, we've got to be obedient. When he's calling us to obey his word, we've got to be obedient. Because if we're not obedient to the Lord, how can we expect for him to give us the power to fight? And by fighting, I mean standing true.
Mm-hmm.
We're told to submit ourselves
under the hand of our mighty God and to resist the devil, and he will flee. Mm-hmm. So you see, we don't have to attack the devil. All we have to do is stand and resist the devil.
Amen.
And the only way that Amen. We can do that is to have on
Amen.
All of his armor. It says that second verse that you that are brave now serve him against unnumbered foe, because we don't know what's going to come against us. We just know that the enemy is going to come against us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're told that if we're going to live, if we live godly in Christ Jesus, we shall suffer persecution. And the enemy of our soul, the devil, will bring that. But we're told to be courageous.
Amen.
It says, let courage rise with danger. So the more dangerous it is, the more courageous we can be, because we know that God is for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told, if God be for us, who can be against
Amen.
Us?
Amen.
Amen. It says, and strength to strength opposed. So we can have the strength of God. So we don't have to be weak. We don't have to lie down to those things that the devil would try to bring against us. But we're told again in that sixth chapter of Ephesians, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And there's no one any more powerful than God. Amen. Amen. And if we feel that we're weak, all we have to do is go to him and say, Lord, I need more strength.
Amen.
Lord, increase my faith
Amen.
So that I can stand. And pray, that's right, pray the word.
Amen.
And that's why it's so important to know the word. Pastor Jenkins talked about, you know, studying the word, reading the word, knowing the word. And then when you pray, you can pray the word right back to the Lord, and he knows what you're talking about because it's his word. And by praying his word, that lets him know that you believe it and you're willing to stand on it. Amen. Amen. So we want to be able to stand. To withstand and stand, even in the evil day. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone with a need? Is there anyone who just wants to be remembered in prayer? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. See, and that's what the Spirit of God
yes.
can do for us.
Yes,
the Spirit of God could come to us and even talk with us, deal with us, and let us say, sometimes the Spirit of God will say, you didn't say enough. Sometimes the Spirit of God will say, you said too much. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the strength to stand and acknowledge,
yes.
Lord. Your Spirit showed me I said too much. So Lord, forgive me, and Lord, and give me the strength to go on. And I'm pressing on, Lord, because I've got a made up mind to serve you.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else?
Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise God. Amen. That's what the Lord wants. The Lord wants our honest heart.
Amen.
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 Amen. We'll sing that third and fourth verse now. Page 680.
Stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The heart the flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor. Each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's they with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. That last verse reminds me of what Sister Webb said in her prayer.
Amen.
The reigning King, our Savior,
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Says they with the King of glory shall reign Amen. Eternally. Amen. We have to be reigning in this life if we expect to reign eternally.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Over all this world of sin. Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Touching our minds, touching our hearts, teaching us.
Yeah.
Amen. Showing us where he wants us to be. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him for his word.
Amen.
Thanking him for his spirit. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word today. We thank you, dear God, for your presence felt, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts, dear God, showing us, dear God, what you require of us, showing us, Lord, how we must be clothed, dear God, in order to be strong for thee, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for what our ears have heard. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor preaching your word to us, dear God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father, that it spoke to our hearts, dear God, because, Lord, we want to be our best for thee, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for each upraised hand, dear God. Lord, each one of us, dear Father, who want, dear God, to be found pleasing and right in your sight. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to measure to all of your word. Help us, dear God, not to resist your word, dear God, because we realize, Lord, that in resisting your word, Lord, we're resisting you, dear Father. But help us, Lord, to submit ourselves to your word, knowing, Lord, that it is truth. And that it is life, dear Father, for our lives, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each upraised hand. Father, help us, dear God, Lord, to truly, Lord, realize, Lord, that, Lord, when you send your word, Lord, you're sending it for our good, dear Father. And, Lord, we, Lord, pray, Lord, that you would remember, Lord, each soul that heard your word today, dear God. Strengthen us, dear God, through your word, dear Father. For, Lord, truly, we need your strength, dear Father. Lord, we cannot do anything on our own, dear God. Even as the psalm poet said, the arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Lord, we can't do anything in our own strength, dear God. But, Lord, our sufficiency is in you, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to trust in you, to lean heavily upon you, dear God, for the strength that we need in this life. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember each soul that heard this message. And, Lord, if there are those, dear God, who are as yet unsaved, God, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they would come running to you, dear God. Lord, that they would just surrender, dear God, and give up themselves to you, Lord, knowing, dear Father, Lord, that you're able to build them up. Lord, you said, Lord, if we humbled ourselves, Lord, in your sight, Lord, you would lift us up. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, that they might be saved, Lord, before it's too late. And, Lord, help us, dear Father, those who are called by your name, Lord, to continue to hold on to thee, dear God. Lord, this is no time to let go of thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, those who are strong, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would make them, help them, Lord, to continue to be strong, dear God, and to help someone else who is weak. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for those who are weak, dear God, Lord, to, Lord, stand on your word. Eat your word, dear God, for your word is able, Lord, to strengthen, Lord, even those who are weak, Lord, and to make them strong and to increase their faith. Now have your way in us, dear God. Lord, truly, Lord, we're going to give you glory and praise, and we thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have heard this day. Lord, bless us, dear God. Lord, and help us, dear Father, even to share, Lord, that you have given to us, Lord, with some other soul that we come in contact with. And, Lord, to your name shall be all the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Just a moment.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for the word today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. For our announcements. For Sunday, December the 6th. Today's the 5th. Right. Today's the 5th. Amen. I was going to say the bulletin says the 6th, but I thought when we were in Sunday school, we were saying the 5th. But that's all right. Amen. Our announcements. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Amen. Amen. Those who cannot come to the church at 10:30 on Tuesdays, there are some of the saints are calling in and they're on the phone. Others who are at work are pausing at about 10:30 just to be agreed in prayer for souls. Amen. Choir rehearsal today following morning service. Wednesday night prayer meeting, but principally Bible study, will be at 7 p.m. iPhone. And please remember Brother Byron, much in prayer. We know God is bringing the message. And we know on last Wednesday, the first Wednesday of each month, we are bringing scriptures to share. Each individual is bringing scripture to read and to talk about or what that scripture means to them. And we know that last Wednesday was the first Wednesday, but we didn't finish. Not everyone was there. We didn't have time for everyone to bring theirs. So I imagine, Brother Byron, that we'll continue to allow everyone who wants to share scripture. Lord's will. Amen. And don't forget to tend to your phone. If you have to, give it a little rest during the day and then turn it back on in time to receive the call. Amen. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Francine Scott, December 11th. I believe that's Saturday. Amen. Amen. Saturday. Amen. Lord bless. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Mann for driving today, and we were praying for them on last week. And please lift up Sister Melita McElroy. She's scheduled, Lord's will, to drive on next Lord's Day, next Sunday. So lift her up in prayer this week. Our thought for today: never trust your tongue when your heart is bitter. Hush until you heal. Amen. Again. Amen, amen. Praise our God. Amen. Be not hasty to utter anything with thy mouth. Amen. Sister India. Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. We didn't know that.
Oh, no. She'll be five. Well, happy birthday. 5 years old. Amen. Praise the Lord. On December the 9th. All right. And that's Thursday, I believe. All right. Praise the Lord. Lord bless her. It may be hard to believe, but I can remember things that happened when I was 5 years old. So it's yes, yeah, definitely. So it's so important for us to to, who are called by God, by the name of the Lord, to be an example before our young people and before our children, because they learn, they know, they see things, they remember things. And so we want to be good examples before them and to tell them good things. Amen. Tell them about the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you for letting us know that. Amen. Is there anyone else with an announcement or testimony? Yes, Sister Holmes.
Yes, I want to say my body's weak, but I'm strong in the word. So that message today was beautiful.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God. Amen. It was beautiful. Thank the Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Well, minds are clear. Shall we stand? Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Sister Maria, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.